The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the day before New Year's Eve. That's right. And anybody can tell me what that date is going to win two tickets to New Year's Eve at Turtle Bay. If you can tell me what day it is today, the date, give me a call, 530-605-4567. We'll see who's listening. 7:05 in the morning. Yeah, I have tickets, thanks to Turtle Bay, to the extravaganza happening at New Year's Eve at Turtle Bay at the Redding Garden of Lights. These are hard to come by. These are one of a kind. All you have to do is tell me what day it is. Okay, trying to figure that one out. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And who's over there? Ben! I can't believe nobody called. They didn't believe me. They weren't listening.
They weren't listening.
I kind of feel like the DI. You weren't listening! Get your head out of your posterior. Yeah, that was DI. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you since, before Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you survive?
Yep.
Obviously, you're here.
I'm here.
Okay. Do we have a special day today?
It's National Bacon Day.
Whoa, okay. You don't have to say any more. It is the perfect day, the best day. It's Bacon Day. Bacon, bacon, bacon. The weather. Do you like bacon? Do my guests, do y'all like bacon?
I do like bacon.
I love bacon.
Oh, okay. So you're not vegans. But you could be a vegan and still like bacon. You can buy bacon-flavored lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
You can have bacon aroma deodorant.
Yep.
You can get all that. I know. Am I right? Have you seen those weird things? So that your deodorant smells like bacon? I think it's more of a gag gift, I hope.
I hope, too.
I hope. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 56, calm winds. Now, tomorrow, it's going to be rainy. Mostly cloudy, but the high near 57. Chance of precipitation, 60%, which means it's a 40% chance it won't. However, it's not going to be a lot of rain. Wednesday night is rain. As I just, my nose started running thinking about it. New Year's Day. Rain. It is going to rain on New Year's Day. And Friday, rain. And Friday night, rain. Saturday, rain. Saturday night rain. Okay. Are you getting the drift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy today. Enjoy today. Maybe parts of tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
I hear during New Year's Eve it's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain on New Year's Eve. Nope. No, it's not. In fact, it's not going to rain on New Year's Eve, which is good. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and the Kenny family, really. Chuck and Judy started this company about 30 years ago. They're in the third generations of Kennys that are running the company.
Wow.
Yeah. And, they provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got those trucks that can get the propane out to places you would never guess. They're just really good people. And besides the discounts for seniors and veterans, they help out a lot of people. They're just really fine. The whole family is just really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. It's big business here. And they hire a lot of people, and they've won awards for hiring veterans. The number of veterans they hire. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned company. And their granddaughter is Miss Redding Rodeo. So there. Okay. We're here with Turtle Bay and Lorinda Willard and Cat Hunt, and we're talking about the Garden of Lights.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Our question was that, you know, while we were gone, really, and then when we, just as we were coming back, we hit the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rain.
Yep.
And then it cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
But the Garden of Lights goes 24 hours a day, rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
And it's sometimes even more beautiful when it's raining or when it's foggy.
You know, Linda brags about us going out there in heavy rainstorms and rain. We have no problem. You just dress up.
Yep.
And there were a lot of people out there, people mm-hmm. pushing little baby carriages that were covered and little babies all cammied up,
yep.
little just parkas on them.
Got to dress warmly and have the right shoe footwear.
Okay. So I know some of you didn't believe me when I said it, but Kat and Lorinda brought me New Year's Eve tickets to the Garden of Lights. So what happens out there during the Garden of Lights?
It's a great celebration where it's an all-ages celebration where you can come out and enjoy the Redding Garden of Lights, as well as our New Year's Eve celebration, which we'll have live music from Black Vinyl 45. And
a well-known local band here.
Yeah. Right. And so you can dance the night away and enjoy the Redding Garden of Lights, the beautiful 10 acres of lights. And we'll have the train running.
There's also a special 9 p.m. East Coast, a New York New Year's Eve. So
yes.
For all of you who don't want to stay up to midnight, we will do a countdown at 9.
And we've been there for that. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. You know, because they said, you know, I thought, okay, this is going to be, you know, we got here. And they said the countdown was at 9. And mm-hmm. it is. You can watch it on TV.
Yep.
On a big screen. Mm-hmm. And you, it will be the East Coast midnight. Hey, but it's still New Year's.
Sure is.
So, you know, instead of waiting to midnight and then trying to find your car afterwards.
Right.
So it works out real well. Mm-hmm. So music, food, celebrating the ball coming down from mm-hmm. the top of the tower there. Cause how do you do that? Do you get a live feed or something?
We have a screen. So we have a screen on our stage where Black Vinyl 45 will be performing, and then our marketing department and our sound people work up some magic, and they make a beautiful display
at
9 p.m. Mm-hmm.
So at 9 p.m., mm-hmm. the ball drops.
That's right.
Okay.
So it opens at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So you can come and walk across the Sundial Bridge, enjoy the lights, maybe ride on the train, get some food from a Mosaic restaurant, get a cocktail.
Okay, I've done all those things.
Okay.
We have done all those things.
Great.
We went on media night, mm-hmm. and then again, like I tell you, we go on the last night.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, it's cool.
Yes, it is.
You
it
walk through.
Feels cool.
And you know what, folks? The trail is such that it is, if people who may be in wheelchairs
mm-hmm.
or baby carriages, it's there's no bumps in it. It is absolutely flat, and the traction is good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a variety of benches out there.
Yes.
If you want to, and what I enjoy about it is there are certain areas that you just want to sit and
mm-hmm.
take in because there's so much,
definitely.
Like the dancing trees.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if there's people and people are kind of walking through, just plop down and sit there and go through the cycle there. Yeah. And it takes, I don't know, several minutes,
mm-hmm.
but it's really
worth
cool.
It.
All
yes.
the music. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. And Louis Armstrong
mm-hmm.
has that one song. What is that? I don't know, his famous song he does. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Ben? Oh, birds.
Dun,
you know, about,
dun,
dun, you know dun, birds.
Dun,
yeah.
Da, da.
No, not that one. I think that was 2001 or something like that. It was whatever he's, you know, about birds in the sky and all this. It's just a beautiful song. And you like to hear that because it kind of sets the tone, too. But then the trees dancing with the lights.
What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world. That's Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, that was – and you've got that. Did you know you had that one out there playing?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many times have you two gone through? Are you out there every night?
Not every night. We do have some staff members that are out there many, many nights a week. Oh gosh, it's probably been almost
half a dozen times. We have to take a quick break and come back. Let's talk about our favorite part of the.
Of course.
Favorite part of the Garden of Lights. And when we come back, we're going to give away two tickets to a Garden of Lights New Year's Eve, which is going to be Wednesday. Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when we come back, I'm going to mention it, and you call in and get two tickets. Or if you've got a family, because it's kid-friendly, right?
It is, yes. Yeah.
And we'll give away four. Okay. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, giving away either two or four tickets to New Year's Eve at the Redding Garden of Lights. First person that calls. When I say two or four, if you want to take your family, it's because it's family friendly. And you can celebrate New Year's, the ball coming down at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. because you want to get home. And it's
and go to
it's
sleep.
It's New Year's Eve in New York. So, yeah. So, there you go. Now that we're awake. I was going to give, you don't even have to do anything except call. Yeah, and I'm going to give away some more tickets during today also.
And so tickets are 32 for adults and 20 for children, and children 0 to 2 are free.
So you're scoring some some money here, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm here with Cat Hunt and Lorinda Willard from Turtle Bay. Now, you've got something else going tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
And it's called the
Noon Year's Eve.
Noon Year's Eve. I love it. Mm-hmm. For children.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's during the day. So it's from 10 a.m. to noon in the museum, and families, anyone, all ages, again, are invited to join us. We'll have some fun, like, foam crowns that everyone can make. You can write down your New Year's resolution. And then at 11:30 and noon, we do confetti launches in the
museum. Okay, so you're little poppers?
Yes, we've got some, like, confetti sticks and big launcher, so it's like confetti just falling down in the museum.
This is cool.
Which is really
cool. So fun.
Hey, if you don't use all those, let me know. I may just do that. Next year when you come in, I launch confetti. And
every time we're here, we'll get a confetti.
Yeah, we'll shoot confetti for you. The dog will love it. Especially the people that vacuum.
They'll
just be so happy. You're saying, I'm sorry, this is going to charge you another $100 a month. You're going to shoot confetti in here every week.
So,
okay.
Why wait until midnight when you can celebrate at noon?
There you go. Right. You know, it's great for the kids, too. You know, I think that's super. So,
fight the bedtime.
What do you have to do?
All you have to do is come to Turtle Bay tomorrow. It's
come
10
into
to noon.
The museum.
Yep. And members, they always get in free.
Yeah.
For anyone that's not a member yet, just pay general admission, and then they could be part of that program, too.
And you can enjoy the rest of Turtle Bay for the rest of the day.
There you go. Now, the cost to join Turtle Bay is, what, $125?
That's the family membership,
Family membership. Now, there's other ones, too, I guess, for singles and whatever.
Yeah, seniors, students.
Yeah. Now, $125, which comes out to like, what, $10 a month?
Mm-hmm.
That's for a family of, really, it's two adults and four kids.
Yep.
And they don't have to be your kids.
Right.
You can have two kids and they can bring two friends.
Right.
To every exhibit there. And, well, you know, when you have special events like, the Garden of Lights, but you can see everything else for that one price.
That's right. And the admission, Turtle Bay membership, you can also get discounts at special events like New Year's Eve. You can get $5 off, as well as other events.
Well, you know, do y'all have, like, some kind of deal with other parks?
We do, yes. That's right. So we are part of a passport program. So there are various museums across the country that are also part of this program, too. It's with the Association of Science and Technology Centers. So if your Turtle Bay membership will allow you free or discounted admission to other museums across the country.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. And so if you're traveling and you go into some places you can see for free and others,
great
discount.
And we get them all the time, too. So we get travelers that'll come and they'll present their membership from their hometown museum. And then if they're part of that program, we let them in.
Great. See, so it's not just right here at Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's other museums in California it works.
Absolutely.
And does it work down at the Autry Museum? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head, but we do keep that list posted on our website on the membership page.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I keep threatening to go down and to the Autry Museum, the Western Heritage Museum. Yep. How many tickets we give away?
It also works at other botanical gardens as well.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Who won?
Joanna.
Who?
Duncan?
Joanna. Oh, Duncan? Okay. I can't hear because my earphones are on. You think that I would take them off. Okay. So it works in other places all the way across the United States. So mm-hmm. it's not just right here. You know, that's, I remember you saying that one time, but we haven't talked about it lately.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that too. Okay, what else? Kat, you're sitting over there. You're looking down. I thought you had.
I mean, there's so much going on that Turtle Bay. There's so much to say. Yeah.
We do have one of our traveling exhibitions that you had mentioned. We have that Switch Out. The Art of Ezra Tucker closes tomorrow. So that is the last one. Did you get a chance to see it yet?
You know what? Kicked myself.
It's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. I mean, when it came out, you know, because such beautiful work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's incredible.
Oh, it is. So that closes tomorrow, though. So you still got time today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little foggy. You can still make it.
You sure can.
Come today or come tomorrow. If you come for New Year's Eve, you can also see our exhibits. So The Art of Ezra Tucker.
Come in early.
We also have Sea Monsters Unearthed, which is closing soon as well on January 11th.
What's next? Or can you tell me?
What's next? We have another, we have a wildlife photographer coming next. His name is Thomas D. Mangelson.
Okay.
And he has amazing photography. Mm-hmm. And so it's his collection called A Life in the Wild, is coming, and that opens mid-January. I believe it's January 24th. Mm-hmm. And then.
Does he focus on a certain part of the world, like Africa, or is it just kind of like, all types of wildlife.
It's all types of wildlife.
Okay,
and
cool.
And what is unique about his work is that he will wait for the perfect shot. And I'm sure all wildlife photographers do that. But if you see his work, like, there is just, it's just incredible. The moments that he's able to capture is amazing.
And he likes to take photography in the wild, not like at zoos or anything. So
he's out there.
Yeah.
I've just seen a couple of reels lately about his photographer and those little Mars keeps or Mars something. They're type of, you know, they're kind of like prairie dogs, except they're in Africa. And he's set up, and they've adopted him. I mean, they're, you know, they come up and they're sitting on his head. They're doing this stuff, you know. And I'm thinking, how long did you have to be out there before
to like get used to
before they became you became part of their geography? Yeah. So, okay, can't wait for that one.
And then the other one after that, we have the next week we have another one opening called Beyond Human Limits. And this one is a little bit more kid-friendly, a little bit more hands-on, but it explores extreme sports.
Wow.
And the athletes of extreme sports. Wow. So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like there's an element in there about scuba diving, about snowboarding, slacklining, so lots of different extreme sports that people get to learn about and also like learn about what goes on in the human body to be able to accomplish all of those things.
You know, the people that free climb. And they did that documentary on that guy that did El Capitan. Free climbed it.
Wow.
No ropes. Nothing. And when you, I mean, that has got to be one of the most extreme sports I've seen because, I mean, extreme sports, okay, scuba diving and some of these others, that free climbing, one misstep.
Right.
Right.
That's it.
Scary.
You know, one handhold that wasn't there. And then, you know, an 800-foot drop as you, and you think you've got enough time to think about, should have reached for that other one. You know. Anyway. Okay, so all this is coming. To Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. You know what, my friends, it's even if you don't get down to Turtle Bay a lot, buy a membership because it helps keep our museum as one of the top in the nation. Right. I mean, the Garden of Lights, Redding Garden of Lights is in the top 10 in the whole United States. It's number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about this, That's a huge honor and, you know, a testament to the work that you all have done, Kat.
Thank you.
And Linda and all the other people that are out there working and the vision to put this thing together because it wasn't easy. And every year it's different. Now, what's your favorite part?
Oh, what's my favorite part? Oh, there's so many favorite parts. But I do love the waterfall lights by the Children's Mosaic Garden that are up in those trees.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Those are nice.
They do this motion.
Yeah. You can't see the motion, but it's really, it's cool. When you go out there, you'll see it. And you've got till January 4th to do
it. That's right,
January 4th. Okay, Kat, what's your favorite part?
Oh, I have two. I really do like the Merry Meadowman, Meadow, where the dancing trees all the stuff. Also the peppermint portal, which I'm really happy because we put in a second one this year, and it's just, you get to stand there and watch the tunnels go to all their different designs.
You've got an enchanted forest in there this year, too.
I was going to say, that's beautiful. Incredible. You know, we had a wedding there.
You did?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So they did it on what? But you're when did they do it?
They did it before we opened, so it was like a late afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Wedding.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. Now there's also igloos, or are they all sold out?
Good question. I don't believe they are all sold out. Okay, I think we might have a few left this week.
Okay, the igloo is for you and seven of your friends. I think you put eight people in there.
Yep.
Includes free pizza, free non-alcoholic drinks. It's got little, it's got games in there. It's got heat. It's got really nice places to sit.
Yep, yeah.
So, I mean, you can, and if it is maybe drizzling or something, you come in there, you kind of warm up, and you go back out again.
Yeah.
You know, you have your pizza, and people come in and bring it to you. And so all that kind of stuff. So that's great also.
Yeah. So join us tomorrow night. You can go online at readinggardenoflights.org/NYE and get your tickets to the New Year's Eve event today or tomorrow. I think we'll even have tickets at the gate.
Yes,
so
tickets will be available.
We would love to see you guys come to the Reading Garden of Lights and enjoy some live music and awesome food.
And start the year off great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, too, for coming in at kind of short notice. And I know you've probably got things to do at 7 in the morning. I'm not sure what. I don't know what anybody does. I know what I do at 7 in the morning, but I'm not sure what other people do.
Get ready to come here.
Get ready to come here. Anyway, thank you so much, Lorinda Willard and Kat Hunt from Turtle Bay. And I'm going to give away some more tickets New Year's Eve
in
the next hour and 30 minutes.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Break time.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights, Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, do you want to go to the Garden of Lights on New Year's Eve? It's going to be a great time. Food, music, and beautiful light show. And you can celebrate the New Year's at 9 o'clock. They do it on East Coast time, so you can get out of there. And I think gates open at 6. Yeah, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I've got a couple tickets here to the first person that calls. And if more than one person calls, we'll take them too. 530-605-4567. So give us a call and score two tickets only on this one. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row again this year. And they are truly the jewelry store you want to go visit. They're the only full service jewelry store. They have the only watch repairman. They have stone cutters, jewelry designers, and to help you design your own piece of jewelry if that's what you want. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And this is your anniversary sale, and it's going to end tomorrow. So I'd hop down there. I mean, I just went down there and scored a great piece of jewelry for Linda. And very, very fair price. And the people there are just really, really nice people. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, down there close to Sierra Gibbs, around in that area. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And let me see, what else? The anniversary sale. Great people, locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, went to the circuit finals last night. And you know what? If you've not been to the circuit finals down in Red Bluff, you're missing out. If you like rodeo, if you just like kind of excitement, they've got the best in the California circuit are competing there, but they've also got the best in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. If you listened to the show yesterday, you heard Tucker Allen, who has won the National Finals Rodeo, won in steer wrestling. He's just really a fine young guy, very articulate, and this is what he does for a living. And is he follows the rodeo circuit, and he's the best in the world. They also had Lefty Holman, who's a saddle bronc rider, who's always in the national finals. But it's a great event, and and I will say this is. Part of I think rodeo is keeping your sense of humor. And so Tucker Allen, who was on the show yesterday, the best in the world, he comes out on a steer wrestling, and this steer comes out at 100 miles an hour. And you're inside at the Pauline Pavilion in there. So there's like about 2,000 of you. You're close to the action. You can see everything. And that steer shot out. And because it's a short arena, he gets off his horse onto the steer about halfway down. And this is a good sized steer. His feet are down and that steer and he are plowing to the other end. Gets to the other end, and they run into the gates. And so now the steer is jumping around. He's got his, you know, he's still got his grip on him, and he's got him, and he's starting to get, you know, he's getting control. At this point, he knows he's not going to be in the money because, I mean, this was like about 12 seconds at that point. He has the presence of mind. He comes up. And the gate guy who opens the gate to let the animals out is standing there, and Tucker reaches up and he high fives him while he's still got the steer, because he found that this is not going to be any money. I'm going to get this steer down, but let's make this entertaining. And he gets the steer down. It was the biggest round of applause all night. Anyway, you can get your tickets by going to redbluffroundup.com, and you pick up your tickets. And it was full. It was pretty full last night. And tonight it's going to be more. And then tomorrow night for the New Year's Eve, because soon as the last bull is ridden, band starts and the music starts, and they've got vendors there for food, and you can buy libations, of course, of water and Kool-Aid and perhaps margaritas and a few other things. And then the dancing starts, and you can celebrate New Year's Eve right there at the pavilion, dancing, and just having a great time. But it was just a real good rodeo. So and this is the first time we've ever gone to the circuit finals. It was worth it, by far. Notable people who have passed away in 2025. Now, there are notable people in the sciences and everything. And so, Nobel Prize winners that have passed away. But the ones, are the ones that you see the most are the celebrities. People like Robert Redford, Diane Keaton passed away, Val Kilmer. Now, they said the actor famous for his roles in Top Gun and Batman Forever, and Val Kilmer. But I tell you what, for people that really enjoy Westerns, his portrayal of Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
Yes,
it was classic, movies. Classic, and he wasn't even nominated for an Academy Award. And yet that movie has legs like you can't believe it. Gosh, when was it made? 83 or something. Look, 93. Okay. I knew it was somewhere like it. 93. And I mean, it still plays all the time. And I mean, it's a cult classic and a very good movie. One of the top Westerns maybe ever made. And Val Kilmer played the part of Doc Holliday to the T. So, Gene Hackman passed age 95. And, Michelle Trachtenberg, she was a child star known for her role in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. I mean, a man who had such an impact on the music industry. I mean, the Beatles used to talk about listening to the Beach Boys and their rhythm, how they, you know, their music, you know, their vocalizations. Diane Ladd. Lee Tamhori, who was a New Zealand director known for his work in the movie Once Were Warriors and The Other Day, passed away. And let me see, who else? Oh, Ozzy Osbourne. Hulk Hogan You got others there?
You've said most of them. I have.
Hulk Hogan, 71 years old. Malcolm Jamal Warner. He played Theo Huxtable in The Cosby Show. He drowned. I believe he drowned. And Chuck Maggioni was a two-time Grammy winner who achieved international success with his jazz-flavored single, Feels So Good. And, there's...
Bob Uecker died.
Also. Oh, Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
The baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Madsen. Do you know who he is?
The actor? He played in, like, the Kill Bills and...
Reservoir Dogs and all that. Yeah. He was 67 when he passed. Jimmy Swaggart, televangelist, became a household name, amassing an enormous following in a multi-million-dollar ministry. But got in trouble because he also liked prostitutes. And we said Ozzy Osbourne, Bill Moyers, television's most honored journalist, Bobby Sherman. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a teen idol back when I was, around that time frame, when I was growing up. And Julie, Do You Love Me? Did you hear that? Julie, 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 do you love me? You remember hearing that song?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
George Foreman also passed away.
George Foreman. You know what? Big George reinvented himself several times, came back and fought after he retired. I think he was in his 40s, and he came back to fight and did well. Let me see. We talked about Brian Wilson. Pope Sly Francis. Stones. Oh, the Pope. Yeah. Pope Francis. Hey, the Pope died. Yep. Sly Stone from, Sly and the Family Stone. Let me see. You're trying to go through here and find people that Loretta Swit from MASH.
George Wendt from, he was Norm.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Yeah. Some of these you're seeing that you had no idea that they had passed.
Bill Robertson, the Duck Dynasty guy.
Oh, yeah.
He died. Passed away.
Yeah. Who was it? Supreme Court Justice David Sofer passed. George Wendt. Johnny Rodriguez, country music guy. He was real popular. And let me see, Ruth Buzzy from Laugh-In. Do you remember that? Yeah, it's probably way before you. But she went into, she started out in Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In and made more than 200 television appearances. Well, one of the specials that Dean Martin did several specials, Christmas in California, that Linda was in, at NBC. Put on the air, and Ruth Buzzy was in one of those when they were down in
SeaWorld. Lovell, he was the commander of the Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away, too.
Yeah. Gosh. Wink Martindale. He was the host of... have we gone way past the break?
Yeah, we're a few minutes past.
Let's take a break, then. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans
starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBob. We were going through a list of people who celebrities and people who have died in 2025. Bridget Bardot just passed away yesterday or the day before. And there's more. I'm sure we've missed. We said Ozzy Osbourne. But there were a lot of frontmen for bands that have passed, pretty well-known bands. You know, some of them underground bands, but a lot of people. Rabba just got a $2.5 million grant to change from diesel to electric. So that's pretty good news, especially since it's not going to – well, it is kind of – it is our money, but it comes from a different a different source, what can I say? Hey, be careful out there. We had a person that was struck by a train in Redding on Monday, yesterday, last night. And that does not turn out good, as you can probably imagine. And if you've been following this fraud case in Minnesota,
I have not.
Well, people are saying that there's a lot of fraud and things, you know, and with money that was being pushed out and daycare and all this. And this YouTuber guy that puts reels up went to four or five different daycare centers in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, one of which even spelled learning wrong. And there was nobody in there. And this one school had cleared, I don't know, $4 or $5 million for 99 children, but nobody can find the children. There's no records. And this thing is getting into the billions of dollars of fraud. And in this case, a lot of it's going through the Somali community, not the whole Somali community. It's not everybody, but through a portion of the Somali community, which they have a heavy Somali community up there. But this is getting bigger every day. And it's not, we're not talking $500,000. I think they said something like $19 billion of fraud. I mean, how does that happen? I mean, it's almost as bad as the $27 billion that Governor Newsom spent on homelessness, and they don't know which programs worked. They don't know where the money went. Somebody should do, take a look at that and say, well, you spent $27 billion on homelessness, Gov, and homelessness rose. The numbers got a lot bigger. So where'd that money go? And from what I've read in several different publications, is they don't really know which of the programs actually worked out there, or if any of them worked. But this one in Minnesota, and then Waltz comes and he says, "I take full responsibility for this." Well, yeah, because it's on your watch. It's kind of like saying, "I did it." And, I mean, it happened, and so it happened on my watch. I'll take responsibility, and then I'll fix it. Well, there were indications that this stuff was going on for years, and nobody fixed it. So I find it sad, because that's taxpayer money that just rolled out. And some of it found its way to terrorist organizations in Africa and other places that was going on. Okay, and this is something that I don't know if you really care about, but Robert, we got 4 minutes. Let's close this out. What do you got, buddy?
Good morning, Carl.
What do you got?
Good morning, Carl. Real quick, two things. First of all, we stopped teaching civics in school, and that allows the government to kind of run unabashed. Now people don't know what to look for or to hold their government accountable. The other thing, I don't know if you know Milton Friedman's popular saying, but basically it boils down to there's no less accountability on your money than when somebody else is spending on somebody else. In other words, it's not my money I'm spending, and I'm not spending it on me. So there's no accountability, right? It's taxpayer money. It's not my money. I don't care how I spend it. And then I'm spending it on somebody else, so I don't even care if I'm getting a good deal or not. And that's what leads to this kind of fraud and abuse. Like it's not necessarily on purpose. These people aren't evil. They just don't care how they're spending it.
Well,
it's a good thing. We got to take care. We got to teach kids.
I see what you're saying, and I've heard that before. And you're right to a point. But see, you've also got you're also charged with making sure the money is spent correctly or honestly, and if you were in charge of a division that said you're to help child care, wouldn't you at least send people down there to make sure there were students there and to make sure they were following regulations?
The government's worried about accountability on our dollars, not theirs. The IRS doesn't audit the government. They audit the taxpayer.
Well, somebody has to audit these child care centers. But obviously...
No, they don't, Carl. That's the problem. We are supposed to be the auditors. We're the voters. We're the ones that are supposed to keep them accountable. And we don't, because we don't teach civics. So everybody's worried about the presidential election.
I agree with your
nobody's
civics.
Nobody's worried about who's getting elected to the student body and to the sheriff.
I agree. I agree that we need to spend a lot more time teaching government to our students, what it really is, and the powers
that's
of the government.
What a free society is, we're the ones that have to hold them responsible.
Yeah. No, that's true. No, that's absolutely true. But I think somewhere in this hierarchy of bureaucracy, there's got to be somebody that said, hey, we just gave $4.5 million to the school. Is anybody going to school there? I mean,
you would think that.
Okay, buddy. Hey, Happy New Year. Take care.
Thanks, Carl. Happy New Year to you.
You bet. Hey, we got to run here. We're coming back with Haven Humane and talking about what's happened this year and what's going to happen next year. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is not backing down one bit in its war on those it identifies as narco-terrorists.
The Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
And saying the U.S. was responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
Parts of Wisconsin are under 2 feet of snow, the result of a big winter storm. It pummeled the plains, the upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes before moving into parts of the Northeast. Travel on the roads and in the air was snarled, and there are hundreds of thousands of power outages. A National Guard deployment in New Orleans, authorized by President Trump, gets underway today, part of a heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations. Comes a year after an attack on Bourbon Street left 14 people dead. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the extra security is appreciated.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras. Okay, so that is something that we do know, and we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
Some 350 Guard members will be hitting the streets of New Orleans through mid-February. A new Russian nuclear-capable missile system has been deployed to active service in Belarus, that according to the Russian Defense Ministry. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 89 points, while the NASDAQ trading 2 points lower, and the S&P is off 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here with Wesley Financial Group. My 78-year-old friend Linda called me yesterday. She bought a $40,000 timeshare in Nashville. She was told it was a great investment and that he would personally book all her vacations. All lies. She called our sales rep, Chris, the next morning at 4:57 a.m. to cancel, and she was told it was too late. You had your chance yesterday. Another lie. She has 10 days in Tennessee. I am in a war with the timeshare industry because people keep buying their lies and they don't want me to help you. If you need a timeshare, I'm sure one of the 3,500 people that call my office weekly would love to give you one of theirs. Or go online and pay a dollar for it. But stop paying $40,000 for lies. It's time to stop the insanity. Don't wait another day.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-364-7711. That's 800-364-7711. 800-364-7711.
Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia has died at the age of 80. Her rivalry with Sheikh Hasina defined Bangladeshi politics for a generation.
Like Hasina, Zia's premiership had been marred by allegations of corruption. She was jailed for 5 years when opposition leader in 2018. At 72, she had called the allegations politically motivated, telling her supporters, "I will be back. Do not worry and be strong." Her son, Tariq Rahman, had also been sentenced in absentia, but they were both acquitted of corruption charges earlier this year. Her son returned to Bangladesh for the first time in 17 years, just days before his mother's death. He will lead her party in the first elections since Hasina fled the country.
The BBC's Atadeh Mashiri. China's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, is slamming a record U.S. military sale to Taiwan. News and analysis, townhall.com. Federal air safety investigators are working to pinpoint the cause of the weekend mid-air collision of two helicopters over southern New Jersey.
Police in New Jersey, where two helicopters crashed Sunday, confirm that the second pilot has also died. 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch had survived what the FAA is investigating as a mid-air collision and was medevaced to the hospital but did not make it. The other pilot, 71-year-old Michael Greenberg, died at the scene. The pair were friends and were eating breakfast that morning at Sal Filipino's Cafe at Hamilton Airport.
I saw one go down, and then I saw the other one go down, and it was a little bit of disbelief.
The pilots were the only two aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Australian police say an investigation that extended to the Philippines, investigation of two men accused of killing 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival, has uncovered no evidence that they were part of a broader terrorist cell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here toward the end of the year on the 30th of December. 2025, Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, one of the top stations, according to the Best of the North State. So thank you very much for your support out there. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's National Bacon Day, and that's all we need to know.
Yep.
Even if it's something else. And then we went through a whole bunch of well-known, I guess, celebrities and people that have passed in 2025. And the list goes on, but we've kind of run out of time on that. But the Pope, Robert Redford, Gene Hackman, Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan, Bridget Bardot, many, 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 many more. Diane Keaton. Wow. Today, enjoy today, my friends, once the fog goes away. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 56, and then increasing clouds tonight. Why? Because looks like we may get some rain tomorrow. And then Wednesday night, some rain, you know, there's a chance of it. It doesn't say that it's for sure it's going to happen, but it looks like it could be raining. New Year's Day, though, it's going to be raining then Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Rain likely mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 50 and lows around 40. And Monday, rain likely. So enjoy today. It's once the fog kind of surprised me this morning. I didn't expect that. So, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Just a wonderful group of people down there, the Kinney family. Won awards for hiring veterans. And it's not just seniors and veterans they help out. They help out a lot of people down there at Shasta Gas Propane. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Jim Lewis.
Good morning.
Who is the CEO of Haven Humane.
That's right. And
last show of the season.
Last show of the season. I'm a little sad because you just told me it's going to be raining for my whole vacation.
I'm just reading it. It doesn't mean
there's
two groups of people get paid whether they're right or wrong, right? Weather forecasters and talk radio hosts.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say politicians, right.
Too.
But. Well, yeah, that's true. Okay. Three groups. You all have had a record year.
Yes. Yeah, we really have. Yeah, yeah. I mean, to start off with, the biggest thing is over 2,100 animals we found forever homes for last year.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it is huge. I think we were just over 2,000 last year, which was a record.
Yeah.
This is a new record, so we're just working as hard as we can.
Why do you think that is? I mean, Jim, over 2 years you found homes for, almost 4,200 animals.
Mm-hmm.
What are you all doing? How do you do that? Or is it the community?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, the community is. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The community members are the ones that are adopting. And of course, everyone who works at Haven is also a community member and has adopted. someone else in this room has. Yeah. You had Buford from, was that last year or the year before?
I think it's been a year and a half, so this April or May, it'll be 2 years, but I cannot begin to tell you the accolades that dog has received. When we have a party, the dog's in the party, and people, he comes up and he'll sit by somebody that's sitting down, and he puts his paw up, and they start petting him, and then they've got him for 10 minutes, and he moves to somebody else. Linda's book club and the ladies were in there. I mean, he makes his rounds.
Yeah.
If Buford's not there, people say, "Where's Buford?" And then, I mean, people come up to him on the street, and he's all for that. And he is just if he didn't shed the equivalent of a Pomeranian a day, he'd be perfect. But even that,
forgivable when you have a good dog.
And he was in, and this tells me something about Haven Humane. He was in there for 72 days. Now, when you think about it, and people that know Buford are around him, they're going, how could he have been in there 72 days? Well, he's a 65-pound dog. He's got that, he's got those strange eyes. He's got that, that weird eye.
Yeah.
Blue and brown eye. And we wonder about that, too. But it is indicative of how you take care of these animals that he was so well-adjusted when he came out.
I mean, we do our very best. We have a huge volunteer program. Not to say we couldn't use a million more volunteers for the dogs, but
we'll talk about that.
All the dogs get out at least once a day. We're trying to get them out even more often than that. And they, they get training, they get walks, they get all that stuff, love from everybody. So,
I mean,
we do what we can.
But he is. I'd like to think of Buford as kind of indicative of what you can get down there. And when we're up at the dog park, and I talked to, other people. We never know each other's names. We know the dogs' names.
Right.
Many of them have come from Haven Humane.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it makes me so happy every time I see someone out there who says, "Oh, yeah, I got my dog from Haven."
Yeah.
People find out I work there, and it's just always a good feeling.
It does. And you've got a lot to be proud of. I mean, this is, that's 4,200 animals that are good homes.
Yeah, I mean, that and close to 4,200 families. I'm sure some people have adopted twice, but,
close
to 4,200 families in the community that have got a new member and that are enjoying their dogs or cats just like you're enjoying Buford. And, just imagine, I you think about the what-ifs with the dogs and, what was Buford doing before? What would he be doing if
that.
He didn't take him? And it's weird to think of, but we're just so lucky to.
We've had two or three people say, if you ever, anything ever happens, we'll take Buford. And, but you wonder about that. We wonder, what's his background? Why is he, obviously he had some kind of affection when he was growing up.
Yeah, he knows what love is. So.
Yeah, he knows that. And yet he, every so often, when you reach out to pet his head, he drops his head. Like, maybe he's gotten smacked around, too. But, we've never once had to.
Yeah.
We've never once had to do anything, because I know everybody says this. He really hasn't. The only thing he ever did was one time he reached in the garbage when there was a ham sandwich and just ate it.
Yeah.
And about 5 minutes later, threw it all up. Threw up like the size of a small puppy.
Yeah.
There. And that's the only – he doesn't take things off tables, doesn't tear things up.
Yeah.
I mean, so
– you guys did hit the jackpot. A lot of shelter dogs are good, but you hit the jackpot.
We did. And, I mean, we know that too. And, he's a big love. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and then we can get in the rest of the stuff. But what I'm trying to get across to everybody is you can find an animal – at Haven Humane that fits into your family. You know, another dog may not have fit into our family like he did, or right. Buford may not fit into your family.
Yeah.
He's very non-aggressive. He doesn't bark. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can walk in the house, and the only thing he'd want is for you to rub his belly, and yeah. is you take everything out of the house. He's like, I mean, he's not a guard dog.
Yeah.
We understand that. Okay. I'm here with Jim Lewis, CEO of Haven Humane, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. This is our last live show of the year, and we're sharing it with Haven Humane. Tomorrow will be a best of, and then, of course, on New Year's Day, everybody's off. But we will be back Friday on the 2nd, starting off 2026 with, you know, frivolity and humor and what's going to happen in 2026. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track. to reserve an ER treatment time. Instead of going down there and waiting 3 or 4 hours, and this is non-life-threatening emergencies, my friends. This is, you know, maybe it's flu or gastrointestinal stuff. Why not stay at home? You can go online to go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track, and you can set a time to come down there. Now, they're going to ask you a few questions like, pain in chest, shortness of breath, are you bleeding, those kind of things. And then they're going to, this is for non-life-threatening. If anything it sounds like it's threatening, they're going to tell you, come on down right now, you're going to be seen. And this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, just one of the many things they do for our community. And you can get Fast Track at ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Jim Lewis, CEO of the Haven Humane.
Hello, hello.
Hello. You know what? If this is another asset our community has. I look at Haven Humane being an asset like Turtle Bay,
mm-hmm.
like the Civic, like a paper mm-hmm. or a theater. And people go, well, how do you do that? I said, if you don't have an organization like Haven Humane for your community, mm-hmm. then you're missing something. Because it's not animal control, mm-hmm. though it is.
Yeah.
It's so much more.
It really is, yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little effusive for you, but I truly...
No, no,
I truly,
we appreciate you.
No, I truly believe that because you all go the extra step.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so it's in the numbers there, right? So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, we talked about the 2,100 adoptions. That was, as of earlier this week, so we still have a few more days to add to that number.
Yeah.
But, you know, on top of that, we reunited 923 animals with their families. So those are lost dogs and cats.
That's cool.
Over a quarter of those, I think it was 290, something like that,
mm-hmm.
Were returned to their owner before they even came to the shelter. So our officers may have loaded them up on the vans, but then gone door to door and found their homes and just delivered them back home or saw where they escaped and put them back in the yard and fixed the fence.
Now, this is very important. This is something that you get when you, one of the perks you receive when mm-hmm. you adopt a dog. Is they're chipped.
Exactly, yeah. Licensed and microchipped is huge to get your dogs
If you have a dog that's not microchipped, mm-hmm. they will microchip it down at Haven mm-hmm. Humane yep. for you. And what this does, it gives you kind of peace of mind if your dog does get out, if they're, you know, and somebody says, oh, okay, they call Haven Humane, they pick them up, and you scan them.
Yeah, and all the officers carry the scanners in their trucks with them so they can scan them there out in the field. They can come, you know, a dog walks up to your business or your place of work or your home, the officers just swing by, they can scan the dog and say, hey, I know where it lives, and they'll let you hold on to it till the owner comes or pick it up and bring it back home. So it's very cool. Definitely recommend everybody get the dogs microchipped, and you know, it doesn't track them, it doesn't give away any personal information, it's just like a 10-digit number that can be connected to the owner's phone number. So
okay.
Yeah. Our hospital, over 4,300 low cost or free spay and neuter surgeries. So that's huge. You know, we had, last time I looked, our wait list for spay and neuter surgeries was around 1,700 people. So, we're taking a bite out of it.
They've gotten an idea, but they've got the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Spay and neuter.
Exactly.
We won't be up to our button, kittens.
Yeah, speaking of kittens, we have a kitten nursery. We're one of the only shelters in Northern California that has a, 24-hour, kitten nursery. So this year with that nursery, we were able to save over 350 cats and kittens. So we get moms with babies, we get orphan kittens. The orphan kittens especially, they need round-the-clock care because they have to be fed every 2 to 3 hours. So we have a staff there that from May to November basically stays there and feeds the cats every 2 to 3 hours. And so 350 cats and kittens that otherwise you wouldn't have been able to save, you know.
You know, you should link up with the sheriff's department. I'll tell you why. You know, that work release program?
Yeah.
And you just have like 6 of them assigned there, you know, from midnight till 7 in the morning so that they stay out of trouble and all the kittens get fed.
You know, that's something to think about.
It's community service.
Like pit bulls and parolees.
Yes, it's community service.
Yeah, it sure is. And then another huge part of what we're able to achieve this year is our foster network. So we have... last year, 398 foster parents helped us out, providing temporary care to over 981 pets. We still need all the help we can get to save even more next year. A lot of those foster parents are actually people who found a dog or a cat and just held on to it until we could find its owner.
Yeah.
But we need even more people who just want to foster to keep a dog or a cat temporarily until we can find a home for it. We do everything you need, basically, except for give the love to the animal. That's your job. But we provide food, carriers, blankets, towels, cat litter, dog food, whatever you need, we'll provide. And all we ask of our foster parents is to bring the dog down to PetSmart at least once a week so we can show it off and try to get it adopted.
Wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got almost 400 foster parents.
Yeah.
But you're always looking for more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The evacuation and education center.
Yeah, so next year this is something we're hoping for. In case people don't know, so yeah. During the after the Zog fire, there was that PG&E settlement, and we received a piece of that in order to help build an evacuation center. Where we're at right now, we're almost always at capacity. So when disaster strikes, we are almost helpless. Besides helping feed in place and deliver supplies and do that kind of stuff, we just don't have room for evacuated animals. And it, you know, if anybody remembers the car fire, I'm sure everyone's trying to forget it. But you know, we had that the outlet mall. We just had.
But what a huge effort on your part, Jim, and the rest of Haven Humane, and then the people opening up the stores.
Oh yeah, it was a group effort.
Lining up to help.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
I mean, that's the North State.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were just a small part of that.
Were a big part of that. Let me tell you, you guys were rescuing animals out in the fire, mm-hmm. which I thought was incredible.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Started that project last year, or I guess this year, 2025. We're hoping second quarter that building will be completed and be ready in time for next fire season. So it just depends on the weather and delays and everything else. So
yeah, you couldn't get a year where it didn't rain. Huh?
Exactly.
Because then we worry about drought.
Exactly. So. Then we really need the evacuation center. So, but yeah, we'll do it. We'll announce when we're closer. We'll hold a big grand opening. You'll be invited, of course. So.
Well, good.
To help all these programs keep going, we do fundraisers all the time. We just did a cat carrier drive. We were running low on cat carriers, taking cats back and forth to the hospital and into the adopted home. So we just simply asked out on Facebook. We need 10 of these. We got them almost immediately. So, again, thanks to the community for helping out when they see the need.
Now, let's... You've got on your website things we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a wish list on there.
Yeah, we bought leashes, and somehow they doubled the order. We didn't pay for that, but somehow I think they doubled the order, and we got them at our house and handed them over when y'all came out on a Friday like that. But there's a big list of stuff that you all constantly need that you can just order and it'll be just delivered to Haven Humane.
Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah, we have a lot of consumables, you know,
so
that you just go to, I think it's under wish list on our website and you can find there, and there's direct links to Amazon and Chewy. So really easy for you to help out. And then finally, we're doing a really cute fundraiser right now. This is, I think, our fourth or fifth year that we're doing it. It's called the Junior Picasso Pet Portrait. So the art school or art class at Sycamore Elementary School came up with this idea. So it's third through fifth graders. All you have to do is submit a photo of your pet, and they paint a picture of it on watercolor paper. And we mail it to your home. It's just $25. All the proceeds go to us. And like I said, the portrait gets mailed directly to you. It's some of the cutest, artwork I've ever seen.
How do we do this? We just go to the website.
Yep. You go to our website or go to our Facebook page. And there's a link there on our website. You'll see it on the banner at the top of the page.
Okay.
And you can just, submit your photo and your payment information, and we'll get it taken care of.
Well, we have a world famous photo of Buford with his legs crossed, looking, you know, judging, which he does. We ought to send that one in.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's take a little bit of an early break because we still got a few things to talk about here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went yesterday, I found them in 2007. when I moved to Reading. They were founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. They're right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And we just hit it off right away, and they've been one of our sponsors since, you know, the day we opened. I mean, we can say that since the day we opened 16 years ago. And I've gone through several barbers who have retired, but the ones they have in there now, Tim and Logan, are just great guys. And you can make an appointment that works in your schedule. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy, an app that lets you take a look at their schedules, and you can schedule out the whole year if that's what you want. The Booksy will send you a text and an email to remind you of your appointment, which it did to me yesterday, thank God, or I never remembered. But Cypress Square Barbershop, I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years, 18 years now. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, 2 group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Thank you, everybody, for getting us into Best in the North State in the finals there. One of the top three radio stations in the area.
Congrats.
Well,
that's
cool. In top talk radio. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. But thank you very much. It really kind of ended our year really well. The horse tried its very best not to make it end up, but she's fine now too, as we've all talked about in the last couple of weeks. I'm here with Jim Lewis, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about the great numbers they had, and just a quick catch up. Have adopted out over 2,100 animals this year, reunited 923 animals to their families, 4,300 low-cost or free spay and neuter surgeries, saved over 350 cats and kittens with their kitten nursery, and has 398 foster parents providing temporary care to over 981 pets. People need to hear this. They need to hear the numbers, because it doesn't happen by magic.
Right. No, it does not. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Okay. You know, there's something you find out. I learned this today. I said, we were talking about how our neighbors had adopted, we'd found a litter, and we got the white kitten that turned out to be looks like a Siamese cat, and none of the other kittens in the litter looked anything like it. And Jim, why?
A mama cat can have a litter from more than one dad at a time.
So really?
You can be half brothers and sisters with your kitten. Brothers
because
and sisters
she's
in the same litter.
Mated with two males.
Yeah.
And I had.
Yeah, it's wild, huh?
It really is.
They really have that urge to reproduce, which is why we need to spay and neuter.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought. Once the egg was fertilized, that was it. But it's not. They can have multiple daddies.
Yeah, don't ask me all the science.
No, I won't.
But I know wow. That's a fact.
Oh, by the way, when we talk about civics being taught in schools, somebody just sent me a text that says civics is taught in all high schools or in schools in California. Okay. Now, the hospital itself.
Yes. We talked about that record number of surgeries. Part of that was in October, November, and December, we partnered with this organization called Animal Balance. They are an organization that they started out a couple decades ago, I think, down in the Galapagos Islands. So they had a big dog and cat overpopulation issue there. And, of course, that's like one of nature's last strongholds, so they went down there and they just did these mass spay and neuter events, just like they call them MASH style, so just like the military hospitals with the big tents set up, and they just go in and just do all these surgeries all day long in these kind of areas.
And you can kind of control, now the Galapagos, which I just mispronounced, that's that's a natural site there. Are there people living on the island?
Yeah, there's it's a little group of islands, so there is some human population there as well.
And so I would think, since it's an island, that you might actually have a chance of getting every one of them.
Yes, they do. I don't quote me on this, but I think they did get at least very close to there. So, but anyway, so they started off there, went to all these different areas, that needed the help. Then during COVID, they couldn't travel anymore. They couldn't do their mission that like they normally could. So they started focusing on local places. They were down, in Southern California and Central California doing these events for our, regular municipalities. We teamed up with them. They came here. We held three of these big MASH-style spay and neuter clinics. So over the course of 9 days, three at a time, we did 611 dog and cat spay and neuter surgeries for the community. So, and it's about a 10 to 12 hour day for the doctors, but they just don't want to get it done.
I've been down to Haven Humane when y'all were doing, you had rescued a bunch of dogs from that were being kept in a dog breeding, but all of them were bad shape. You got them back in shape. And I was there one day, when and it was an assembly line. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was assembly line with care and love.
Of course. Yeah.
And your surgeon, your vet was, they'd have one on the table that she was working on, another one prepped, mm-hmm. and then the ones that she had just spayed or neutered were all on a big pillow, all covered up with people making sure they were okay. They were they're all warm, and they were prepping them. I don't know how many she did that day, but it had to have been at least 20.
Yeah.
That while, you know, we were watching, she went, you know,
yeah,
wow.
On an average day for us is anywhere from 15 to 30 surgeries, depending on what type of animals and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, of course.
But this was, 611 over the course of 9 days. So incredible work. So in addition to that, we offer a lot of things to the community at our hospital. So I'm just going to kind of walk through some of these things that we do. We do every Wednesday, except for this Wednesday because of New Year's Eve. It's the last day of the year, so the hospital has to do their inventory. We do a walk-in vaccine clinic for the community. So the next one will be January 7th. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. in the wintertime. We'll announce when that changes. In the summer, we'll move it back to the mornings when it's a little cooler outside. But you just show up to our vet hospital. You'll see a line outside. If you're bringing your cat, it has to be in a carrier that's the right size for it. You can't carry your cat in your arms. We've seen too many cats jump out of their arms when a dog barks and go across the street or up a tree. And all the dogs have to be on a leash, just for everybody's safety. That's our regular weekly walk-in vaccine clinic. You can get your heartworm prevention, all your normal vaccines, all that good kind of stuff. Flea prevention.
Might want to be in there a little bit early.
Yeah. People start showing up an hour and a half early to get to hold their space in line. So, and then on the fourth Tuesday of each month, again, this will be 2 to 4, is our walk-in rabies and licensing clinic. This one is just for rabies vaccines and just for dogs. It's basically set up so that dog owners who need to get their license renewed have a place to go and get their rabies vaccine easily. So the next one will be this January 27th. You can also do microchipping at either of those things. We always do microchipping any time. So.
And what's the cost of microchip?
It's $30 normally. There is a discount at some of our clinics. I cannot remember that price off the top of my head, but under $30.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it would give any pet owner, dog owner, because you only do it to dogs, I think.
Dogs,
you do
cats,
it to, and cats.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know you did it to cats, too.
People have done horses, turtles. Any animal basically can be microchipped. They're not all as easy, but
so if I bring my horse down there, you'll microchip it.
Well, I don't know if we will, but it's been done.
Yeah, you know, I keep thinking, what if she's stolen? And I thought, what if she is stolen? No, okay. It gives you a sense of, you know, of knowing that if something did, they got out or something. Could be found.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yeah. We did the 923 animals returned. About 290 of those we returned before they came to the shelter, and I guarantee those either had a license tag or a microchip.
And people may not even know their animal's out, too. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. We'll find them before you even know. So we talked about the incredible being that mama cats are. But one thing we can do to help stop that is our vet hospital does 7 trap-neuter return surgeries every Monday through Thursday. So that's 7 each day. There's no daily limit per person. You just have to bring your cat in a trap. Show up at the hospital by 7:15 to check in. It's $45, and you'll get the cat spayed and neutered, rabies vaccine, and ear-tipped. You can call our animal regulation line. That's 530-241-2550 to get information about vouchers. We have vouchers that cover the whole cost to vouchers that cover a portion of it, depending on where you live and what your situation is.
Okay.
We also, for TNR programs, we have our Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day. This was brought to the community by a generous anonymous cat lover, and they cover the cost of up to 40 cat spays and neuters that day.
Wow.
So you just show up the second Thursday of every month. Our next one is January 8th. Just like the other trap neuter release programs, they have to be in a trap when they get there, only one cat per trap. The cats are going to receive an ear tip. And that one is limited to only 5 cats per household.
Okay, now this could be feral cats.
Yes,
which
that's
is a good
idea.
Feral, the whole thing is cats, the feral yeah. cats, and because there's lots of cats out there, so you just trap them.
Exactly.
Bring
yeah.
them in, and they get their ear tipped. They get the ear tipped so that everybody knows then that they've already been fixed.
Exactly. They're not reproducing. They're right. just and the idea is they're then they're holding their spot in that colony or that community,
right.
and not as many cats are going to come in, and they're not reproducing, so the population stays where it's at and eventually shrinks. And then
it's a good thought.
Yeah.
If you do enough of them.
You just got to keep going. Everyone's got to work together.
Yeah, on this.
And then the last one is our Feral Fiesta. This one we do the last Thursday of every month, so the next one will be January 29th. We do up to 50 cats on that day. Same thing, 7:15 a.m. drop-off. You pick up the same day at 4 p.m. It's $45 for those one. And, again, vouchers are available to help reduce those costs.
Can you rent a trap from y'all?
Yeah, you can call in and or come down and pick up a trap.
You know, so, you know, you see this cat, all of a sudden it's in your neighborhood that you may want to go out and...
Yeah, okay. You can come down and get a live trap from us. There's a you put down a deposit that you'll get back when.
So you get your money back.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, okay, I'm going to throw this at you,
okay.
and it's okay for you to say I have no idea. What do you, I mean? Your estimates of, I mean, I see these feral cat colonies that people feed. Mm-hmm. How many feral cats do you? Do you have any idea? I mean,
like
within a thousand.
Yeah,
within a thousand.
I think throughout Shasta County, there's got to be thousands and thousands. But I have seen it in places where they have a managed colony and people are trapping and feeding responsibly the cats that are still there and, mm-hmm. and keeping everything clean. The population has shrunk a lot.
Okay.
I'm not going to name the specific areas just because I don't want to invite people to go dump cats there. But
yeah.
But you can walk through certain areas and where you used to have, you could see cats scatter as you walked by.
Yeah.
Now you see one or two the whole time you're there, and they, you know, they stay.
So it's working.
They kind of stay hidden away until feeding time happens,
yeah.
but. There's specific feeders who go there, and they don't put the food out where everyone can see it. It's kind of hidden, and they clean it up when the cats are done eating, so they're not leaving a mess everywhere. So it really does work when people do it responsibly. So
that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
I've seen it work.
I'm with Jim Lewis, CEO of Haven Humane. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, welcome back to our last live show of the year. What the hell happened to 2025? Even though we know that February was 46 days in February. Where'd the rest of those days go? Ben, you're supposed to keep control of this.
They went by fast.
Did they? Whew. Tell you what, the older you get, the faster they go. Yeah. So you got to find things that make your life, you know, seem longer, like reading old books. Oh, my God. You know, having people over at your house, you know, you're not sure of. You go, gosh, is this night ever going to end? You got to stretch your time out
like
there.
That. Yeah, find someone awkward to hang out with.
Here's the other thing. Figure out how many hours you've got left. My friend did that. I've got this many hours left in my life, 100-something thousand hours.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do. And I listened to him because he's 18 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I went, wonder what my hours are. So anyway.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, hey, Reaver Jim Lewis, who's CEO up there at Haven Humane. Great numbers this year. They've done such a wonderful job reuniting pets, getting them adopted, everything. So, volunteers.
Yeah, we can't do anything without our volunteers, I think it's safe to say. We were just joking around. They're the lifeblood, the heart, the something. But we can't do what we can do without them. We're always looking for more volunteers, though. We have a ton of opportunities for them. We have cleaning cages, training walking dogs, socializing cats, bottle feeding neonate kittens, assisting in our vet hospital.
Keep going. We're listening.
Yep. you can do office work, filing, and stuff like that. All of our job descriptions are posted online, so just go to havenhumane.org. You can find out all the information you need about volunteering. You can start volunteering as young as 10 years old, but you need to be with a parent or guardian volunteer until you're 15. Once you're 16, you can come volunteer independently. We have a lot of young, 16, 17-year-old volunteers and then college-age volunteers.
You know, that's cool. So. You know, that's part of giving. Learning how to give.
It's part of giving. It helps with your scholarship and college application.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, and it's fun. You get to play with puppies and kittens and dogs and cats. So to get started volunteering, you just go to our website, havenhumane.org/volunteer. you fill out an online application there, and then our volunteer program manager will follow up with you. We also have a program we started earlier this year, so if you can't volunteer regularly, you can stop by any time during our regular visiting hours at our adoption center. We have a small library there and a little stack of stools. You basically take a book. You go out to our kennels, find a dog that has a star on its kennel, and you can sit down in front of its kennel and just read softly to it. So the dogs are soothed by hearing a human voice and having just someone sit there.
I never knew you had a program like that.
Yeah, we started about maybe 6 months ago. We kind of started doing like a pilot version of it. You know, it's aimed at kids, really, so it helps kids who are maybe struggling with reading and too shy to read in front of their peers. But you can come read in front of a dog. The dogs are not going to judge.
What a wonderful idea.
And
you so don't have to get really all the cute words right. Nobody's going to laugh at you.
Yeah, they're not going to laugh. They're just going to sit there looking at you adoringly
and wag their tails and love you.
But the cool thing is, you know, any age, you can be an adult and come and do it as long as you want to help volunteer. Say you're just not strong enough to walk a big old 60-pound dog, but you want to help out some way, just come read to him. And we have a community cat room. Sasha's Playhouse is what we call it, and you can just sit down in there and read to the cats in there. They'll climb in your laps while you're reading, and it's a really sweet thing to do.
Do you ever see that puppy yoga?
You know, where they're climbing all over.
People are doing yoga, and the puppies are pulling their hair and, you know, sleeping on them and all that. Yeah, I picture that when you're reading to the cats.
That's just pretty much.
Yeah, they come and climb on you, and they're just happy.
Yeah, and during the kitten season, we'll have litters of kittens in that room, too, so it's even more fun. But
hey, I'd like to give just a real quick big shout-out to Nancy, who just came in, and she won some tickets, but she brought us a present, and how sweet of you, Nancy, for that. And I'm so happy that you're one of our listeners. It was really nice of you to do. So thank you for your support and for listening. Okay, back to Jim.
So
I just want to thank her because I know she's listening right now, and I wanted to acknowledge
her. We know she's in her car right now, so thank you, Nancy. That was really sweet. So we have January 24th. We are going to be at the Branch House at the Sundial Bridge from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. That's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., by the way, doing dog adoptions there. So it's the first of what we hope is going to be monthly adoption outreaches there right by the Sundial Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we'll have five or six dogs probably there with volunteers hoping to try to find them some forever homes.
Does that work out? We still got 5 minutes left. You know, because you have taken down PetSmart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go in there and, you know, and look at the animals. And, I mean, does that help, I mean, adoptions? Because people get to see them out there and like, you know, see what they're really like.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
It works. I bet it works.
Exactly. You get to see what the dogs are like outside of their kennels. It gives a place for foster dogs to go be seen instead of having to come back to the shelter.
Yeah.
Some folks are sad. They don't want to come to the shelter because they get too sad being in there. It's something that we're trying to change, but that's just kind of the reality of the situation. But it gives people an opportunity to come see dogs without having to go down to the shelter.
Well, the other thing, too, is when you walk down in the shelter, I mean, mm-hmm. even though that you all take such great care of them, there's still a bunch of dogs in there. Mm-hmm. Getting them out like that kind of gives a better idea of their personality.
Right, yeah, they're out on a leash instead of behind bars.
Yeah.
And then places like Sundial, the reason why I'm really excited about the Branch House outreach is people might not be expecting to adopt that day, but they see a dog there that they make a connection with, or it reminds them that Haven Humane exists and there's a place to adopt dogs from. So just getting out there in the community, even if we don't do any adoptions during that event, we've been out there. People have seen us. People remember that we're there and know that they can come find a dog or know that.
Yeah, and there's probably still people. And we see this a lot in different things that don't know Haven Humane.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out how. But they are. But you've got not only your website, but you have a big Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, speaking of that, the lost pets, I still hear people, we say, you know, your dog's been here for 2 weeks. How come you didn't call? I just never even thought of it.
Isn't that weird? And then every time we see something on Facebook, every time we see one of your Facebook posts, we share it.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody should do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go to our Facebook page or our website. We do have a lost pet page on Facebook. It's for our animal regulation department, so all the lost and found animals are posted on that Facebook page. So if you're one of those people who really wants to help reunite the pets, you can go there. There's a little, citizen group out there that just monitors the pages and does their own homework and stuff. And
cool.
Says, I think I know where that dog lives. I think I know where this dog lives. And then our front office people do the same thing.
Okay, we got like a minute and a half. Where are we looking at for 2026, Jim?
You've
done such a great job this year, and you always want to do better, but yeah. What are we looking at for 2026?
2026 really is just about building on everything that we did in 2025. So we set a new record for adoption numbers. We set a new record for surgeries for our current clinic. Set a new record for our kitten nursery, the number of kittens that we were able to save there. So it's really just about building on the things that we already have, increasing our community involvement, increasing our social media presence, and just kind of inviting the community in.
And my friends, if you just anything, when you go there, you can donate. It doesn't have to be Giving Tuesday. You can donate anytime and go there on their wish list, and you can help out that way. And I tell you, you buy something there, it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know it's going to go straight to Haven Humane. It's going to go straight to the animals.
Yeah, and we try to make it really easy on you. You can go to our website, to our giving section, and you can become a monthly donor. $5 a month, $10 a month, it doesn't matter. But those monthly donors, knowing that that income is going to be there every month is a great help. So
okay, well, good luck. You've had a banner year,
yeah.
And let's hope that we know 2026 is going to even be better.
Yep.
So thank you, Jim, for coming in, and
thank you.
Please tell your people how much they're appreciated by our community. I mean, they may not hear it, but they are.
We will do.
And if you're lucky, everybody, you can get a Buford.
Exactly.
And if you didn't get Buford, we're going to auction him off. Maybe raffle. I'm going to sell $10 raffle tickets. I won't tell Linda. And then, we'll see.
There you go.
We'll see how much he's really worth. No. Thanks a lot. And Happy New Year,
thank
buddy.
You. Happy
be
year.
Safe. Okay. Hey, that's it. Tomorrow we're going to have a best of, and we'll be back in 2026 on Friday. Everybody have a safe and happy New Year. God bless you all, and God bless America.